even in terrible times, maybe especially in terrible times, we have to learn to love. As Albert Camus says, we all carry within us our places of exile, our crimes, our ravages. Our task is not to unleash them on the world, it is to transform them in ourselves and others. Just as in our family, in our community, in our business, between peoples and nations, forgiveness is important. It is also central to forgive ourselves, our mistakes, our guilt, our fears, our shame and unworthiness, the harm that we've caused others because we have each done so in this life. And to not carry that burden so that we can live freely, we have to hold ourselves with the same tenderness and mercy and forgiveness as we would hold any other living being. To hold our past, our mind, our body. One Catholic priest with whom I spoke about these things told me about how he had learned this. He said, I came from a poor white family where we drank and lived hard, and the men treated their body like a truck that you used and ignored. And in the church it got worse. I hated to deal with my body. I lived on coffee and then on scotch. Gradually, as I looked at the simple people who came to talk to me and saw how many tortured bodies there were, as well as tortured souls, my faith and love got past all that ignorance about sin and the body. It doesn't have to be so hard. I remembered that Christ taught that I have to love my enemy, and I took a vow of nonviolence, and this included my own body. My practice became, do not torment myself, do not escalate the pain. And I began to teach it to others. It turned into a practice of gratitude. I get up in the morning, and the care of my body is where I start. It's poignant how simple it is. To hold ourselves and all that we've been through with that tenderness and mercy.